The tour had been exhausting, but there's nothing like playing in front of a live audience to sharpen the skills of a raw musician. Chicken Feet had learnt a great deal in a very short time. The tour increased Alienation's confidence, and musically they were as tight as a duck's arse. The crowd at the Ritzy in West London was the largest the group had ever played to. Over 3,000 people were packed into the old cinema. The place was shaking as the band rocked out. Alienation were storming through Destroy the Family. Peter Rogers had worked with the St John's Ambulance Brigade for many years. He'd given first aid to a score of teenagers who'd been beaten up by the security. Two of them had been so badly worked over that he'd had to send them on to hospital. He didn't entirely blame the bouncers. They had a job to do and the kids were difficult to control. Paul Johnson's naked figure was lit by a spotlight trained at the platform suspended high above the stage. Paul felt cool and calm. On every other day of the tour, he'd sweated as he knelt blindfolded for the hour-plus length of Alienation's set. Tonight was different. It was the last night of the tour. The group were in the middle eight of the penultimate number. Tracy had sent Paul several frantic letters. She loved him and wanted to sort out their relationship. Paul hadn't responded. Tracy had abused him too many times in the past. Paul had posted Tracy his suicide letter that afternoon. It was short and simple. My life is no longer worth living. Your selfishness has killed me. It was 2 months ago that he told Chicken Feet he was going to kill himself. Chicken Feet suggested he do it in a powerful way. He'd taken the advice seriously and knew his death would be the spectacular end he desired. Catfish strummed the opening bars of Smash the Individual. Paul reached out and grabbed the rope, which was dangling in front of him. He put the noose around his neck and stood up. There was a gasp from the crowd. The band was still swaying to their music, but the audience was still, mouths open. They'd never been to a concert like this. Paul walked out onto thin air. The rope jolted as it took the full weight of his bulk. Peter Rogers raced across the stage. The band played on. Paul felt dizzy. Through the mist in his mind, he imagined he was looking down on himself. His prick was stiff, and there was a grin on his face. He'd read somewhere that when your neck snaps, you ejaculate. His body was twitching, but he hadn't come. Rogers scrambled up the rope ladder, which provided the only access to the platform slung high above the stage. As he raced up the ladder, he prayed he'd not be too late. Suicide was a cardinal sin. Paul felt strong arms wrap themselves around him. Perhaps it was an angel who'd come to take him to heaven. He was unconscious by the time Rogers removed the rope from his neck. Peter put an ear to Paul's chest. He couldn't hear a thing over the racket the group were making. As Alienation left the stage, Rogers was giving Paul heart massage and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.